All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more ripples, so let's get started. Well, this has been an eventful morning so far. I can't believe Darcy was poking my boner underneath the table, and right in front of Tiffany. I know she was only trying to get a reaction out of me. On the walk here, she was acting as if nothing had happened. She talked about video games the whole time and went on a rant about how microtransactions are ruining them. Well, they are! I can go on a rant about how microtransactions are ruining video games, but none of you want to hear that right now. I'll save it for later. She had a good point, but it's still weird how she just nonchalantly talked about other things. Well, how about them beavers? I'll get her back for all this. Hey, Grim, you seem to be in deep thought there. What are you thinking about? Oh, not much. You just got me really thinking about the whole microtransaction thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, how many days have I missed so far? I forgot when the first day of school was. School just started last week, so you only missed 4 days. Oh, yeah, in AVN news, Forbidden Fantasy just came out, and Sexbot 2 literally got greenlighted. I know that was a really big game on our channel last time, so I'm gonna try to get Sexbot 2 as soon as humanly possible, because I cannot wait to go into the nerd voice again, even though we didn't get the true ending from the original. So, we might have missed a lot of shit, but oh well. Anyway, school just started last week, so you only missed 4 days. I've only had homework twice so far, so you should have no problem catching up. Oh, okay. This school is much more orange than I remember. It's such an eyesore now. Hey, look, it's the cool kids. Who's that girl on the left? I know Danny and that douchebag Jared, but I don't remember her. That's Shelby Carabelli. She arrived here last year. Her dad is a big shot investor from Wall Street or something. He came in and started buying up businesses and now owns half the town. Wait, is that why when I went to Dee's Donuts this morning, I was met with a Starbucks instead? Yep, he's responsible for that. Grr, that made me so mad. I was so ready to have my regular coffee from Dee's. Instead, I had to pay for some overpriced, mediocre coffee. As Subverse calls it, Star Cucks. Agree with you there. I miss D's. Anyway, all it took was 1 month and Shelby became the most popular girl in the school. Brad was saying she's a big Instacam model. Oh great, another thought desperate for attention. What the fuck are you looking at, Munchkin? Oh, she did not just fucking call her Munchkin. I thought desperate for attention. Seriously, bitch, you really want to talk to me like that? This little girl doesn't know who she's messing with. She must be new here. High-pitched giggle. Hee-hee-hee! Nope, not gonna do that. I sounded like the Wicked Witch. Danny, shut the fuck up. You know who I am. Stop trying to act cool in front of your friends. You sat behind me in Miss Boyd's class and shat your pants that one time, remember? Miss Boyd? This must have been before I moved here. No, what I remember is you were the one that shat your pants. That's why the whole class was laughing at you. Oh, now you remember me. You just thought I was new here. Also, you blamed it on me, but you're the one that got sent home to change an hour later, so quit trying to lie, you uncle fucker. I almost went into the song, but let's not. Enough excuses already. I could care less about you being a nasty little shit stain, but nobody calls me. Shelby's sentence is interrupted as Darcy aggressively darts towards the group and you immediately grab her arm, pulling her back. She's about to turn this into a beat-em-up. I was going to say a fighting game, but it feels like it'd be a beat-em-up. Come on, Darcy, let's go to class. Don't worry about them, it's not worth it. Yeah, Grim knows what would have happened if he hadn't pulled you back. What back alley did you pick up this stray kitten from anyways, Grim? You need to take her back right away. Can't let her around civilized people. She wouldn't be saying that if she knew how crazy Darcy is. I need to get her out of here before she does something stupid. Shelby, just quit being a bit... This fucking kitten is gonna smack that smile off your face and shit in your mouth. You better watch your back, you flat-chested little girl. No one talks to me like that. Come on, Danny, let's get out of here. I don't want to be seen talking to this freak. I'm glad it didn't go any further. What's with those girls, anyway? Ugh, I hate bitches like that. You know, I wasn't going to do anything to her. I'm not dumb enough to get suspended on my first day. I just wanted to show her that I'm not scared of her. You had me fooled. I thought for sure you were going to attack her. Jeez, I didn't think my first 5 minutes in school was going to go like this. Yeah, I knew she was a complete bitch after what she did to Brad. What did she do to Brad? It's a long story, but pretty much Brad had a huge crush on her. She found out and started toying with him and acting interested. Then one day, she set him up and embarrassed him in front of everyone. It was fucked up. What? That is fucked up. Poor Brad. Yeah, Brad took it pretty well, but I know it had hurt. I'll tell you the details later. It's a long story. The bell rings. Oopsie, let's go. There's nothing worse than coming in late and having the whole class staring at you. Luckily, several of them are still talking and haven't noticed me yet. Good thing Miss Gilmore isn't here yet. It looks like Darcy and I escaped a tardy. Better hurry and sit down before she walks in the room. As you take your seat, Darcy talks with Crystal on the other side of the room. Darcy! Hey girl, long time no see! Hey Crystal, it's nice to see a friendly face. How have you been? I'm doing just fine. How was the all-girls school? It was terrible. Just a bunch of stuck-up bitches. So glad to be back here. I can only imagine. I don't mind girls, but I need boys too, if you know what I mean. I saw you talking to Grim. You guys still besties? Yup, he's an idiot sometimes, but I wouldn't have it any other way. He's a great guy. I just wish he'd talk to me more. We all used to hang out when you were around, but when you went away, it was like he did too. I don't think he likes me that much. Oh, that reminds me. Remember how you told me you had a crush on him before I left? Yeah, I remember. Well, I mentioned it earlier because I thought he knew and he was like... Huh? She does? I didn't know that. Really? Yeah, like I said, he's an idiot sometimes. He told me you were being weird and talking about big sausages when he did talk to you. As soon as he said that, a light bulb went on in his head and he realized you were just being a pervert. Ha ha. I was wondering why he gave me a weird look and said he had to go. I just thought he wasn't interested in me, so I gave up. Well, I mean, I don't know too many women that I went to school with that started talking about deli meats around me. I mean, it might have been more interesting, you know, talking about... I mean, they might have been thinking about the sausages, but they weren't talking about the sausages, let me tell you. I was around there in the 90s, and I don't recall it. Old man Grammy doesn't remember. So maybe I still, maybe I still do have a chance then. I just need to be more forward about it. Thanks for telling me, Darcy. Shit, maybe I shouldn't have told her that. I was just trying to make conversation, me and my big mouth. I'm not sure if Grim will be happy about that. To be fair, she has liked him for a long time. I refuse to act like a jealous bitch. On the other side of the room, you start a conversation with Brad. Hey, Brad, did you have a good weekend? Yo, Grim! Yeah, I had a great weekend. I watched this crazy show about androids called Westworld. I've still never watched any of that. Overhearing this comment, Layla turns around. Oh, did you like it? I don't normally watch shows like that, but my cousin made me watch it, and I ended up binge-watching the whole season. Did I like it, she asks? I'll tell you what, those robots were sexy as hell. What? Maybe I should go watch it. Especially that blonde chick. I'd bang the shit out of her if I even got to go there. Layla starts turning red and immediately turns around. Come on, Brad, you don't need to talk like that in front of Layla. Don't you have a filter? Of course I have a filter. If I didn't, I wouldn't have said. Man, I'd love to dress the robot up in a cute nurse's outfit and tell her, oh, Miss Nurse, my balls hurt and I need your help. I need to stick my dick in your ass to cure them. Oh man, that's starting to sound like Nope Nope Nurses, which we may get back to next month, maybe. Then I would bang her pile driver style in the ass, and when I was done, I'd make her clean my dick. You interrupt Brad in mid-sentence. Brad! Okay, okay, fine. Hey, Layla, you got a pencil I can borrow? Here. Thank you, Layla. And don't listen to Brad. He don't know how to talk to women, it seems. It's fine. I'm not a little girl anymore. My mom talks about sex all the time, so I'm used to it. It just surprised me a little when I heard Brad. I'm not used to boys talking to me about that stuff. It's alright. Most people don't talk like that in public, let alone in school. I know you don't want to hear that. I guess I don't mind as long as it's not too vulgar. Boy, he was going beyond the pale, though. Hey, do you want to work on the upcoming project together like we did last year? We got an excellent grade. I think we work well together. What do you think? Should I work on the upcoming project with Layla? Hell, why not? Sure, that sounds like a great idea. We're a great team. Excellent. We'll set it up later then. You suddenly see something out of the corner of your eye. Oh, okay. Whoa! She's sucking on her pen? Am I the only one seeing this? You look around to see. I guess I am. Oh my god. Look at that ass. Damn. Look, I did not know that the text was literally going to be that. It just come out voluntarily. And then the text is literally, look at that ass. Damn, I never realized how beautiful it was. There's no way he'll get the wrong idea this time, hee-hee. I hope that wasn't too much, but he's definitely taken notice by now by the look on his face. I'm not even sure how I should react to this. I guess, just smile? Not sure how to react, you give Crystal a big old smile. Oh man, what a view. Okay, boner's coming back. Need to think innocent thoughts. Don't want him at full attention in the middle of class. If she's doing this in class, there's no telling what she'll do outside of it. What a naughty girl. Dude, did you just see that? Crystal just showed me her ass. It was perfect in all its glory. There was a golden aura around it and everything. I knew not eating pizza for breakfast anymore would positively impact my life. I must be getting a nice body already. She totally wants my nuts. This dude, I won't spoil his dream. Wow, I didn't expect her to do anything like that. Looking me in the eyes while she erotically sucks on a pen and shows you her ass. Keep that in mind. I guess Darcy was right about her. It's so weird those two are friends. Crystal seems like the exact type of girl that Darcy would hate, but she told me they were childhood friends. Okay, class, let's quiet down. I fear the day when people will post memes on the internet with quotes I've never said. Albert Einstein. Sorry I'm late. There was a problem in the office. Man, Miss Gilmore is looking pretty good today, and he wants to bang everybody. I don't care how old she is, I would... Yeah, we all know, Brad. What? You wouldn't hit it? Bradley, you know I can hear you, right? Save that kind of talk for when you're not in my class. Aha, Miss Gilmore does seem pretty cool to let something like that slide. Darcy was right. Other teachers would have kicked him out of the class if they'd heard that. Shit, dude, that was awkward. Don't worry, Brad. I would hit it too. I think mature women are sexy, especially those that look like Miss Gilmore. Really? For sure. I can't believe she heard me. She has good hearing, you know, for her age. She isn't that old. I think she's in her 50s, and not everyone has bad hearing when they get older. You should have listened earlier when I told you to filter yourself in class. Okay, class, let's start by passing your homework up into the front of the class. Oh, I always hated that. You look for your homework, but can't find it. Ma'am, my dog ate it. Shit, I could have sworn I put it in my bag last night. Failing to turn in the second assignment does not look good. I need to stop staying up so late playing games. Yeah, you and me both. Grim, please pass your assignment up. I didn't see it yet. Sorry, Miss Gilmore, I accidentally left it at home. I thought I put it in my book bag, but I must have forgotten. I'll let it slide this time, but see me after class to sign the late assignment agreement paper. Agreement paper? Okay, Miss Gilmore, thank you. Alright, class, let's begin today's discussion. Class discussion begins. Later on in the day. And in 2017, Chernobyl was... Really? I mean, Stalker 2 comes out tomorrow, and we're just now... We just happened to be talking about Chernobyl. Yeah, Stalker 2 comes out tomorrow. Or today, probably. Probably preloaded. That's why people not even watching this, like... Dude, Stalker 2 is out, and I want to do nothing but play that game. I totally understand you guys. I'm not big into it, but enjoy it. And in 2017, Chernobyl was worked on again with a larger enclosure and more debris removal. Nuclear cleanup is scheduled for completion in 2065. Does anyone have any questions? The girl sitting in the front room, Alyssa, raises her hand. Yes, Alyssa. Is that anything like what happened at the old power plant here in town? That's a good question, but no, it's not. Luckily for us, the accident that happened to our local power plant did not melt the reactor core. There was no radiation contamination reaching our town. There was some type of explosion, but it didn't reach the energy facilities. A little bit of radiation leaked from the research department, but it was in tiny doses, and it was contained. It's not easy listening to this. The only thing I can think of is Dad. Alyssa raises her hand again. Yes, Alyssa? My mom said it wasn't an accident. She heard they were trying to cover up a scandal or something like that. Now, Alyssa, let's not start rumors. The official version released to the public is that they were conducting a test in the research department when there was an explosion. This is a sensitive subject because many lives were lost that day. I know for a fact that there are people in this class who lost loved ones. So we need to be considerate of others, Alyssa. Yes, Miss Gilmore, I'm sorry. Wait, that was Dad's department. He was one of the physicists doing research. Was my dad involved? No, what am I thinking? As Miss Gilmore said, it's just rumors. Dad wouldn't be involved in some sort of scandal. This is my first time hearing about this, though. Tiffany has never mentioned any of it. Maybe I should talk to Alyssa and see what she knows. I'm curious now. Okay, class, that's all for today. Don't forget to start planning for your project. You're dismissed. I guess it's time to talk to Miss Gilmore. Sign a paper. Hey, Miss Gilmore, you said something about signing a paper? Yes, Grim, grab that chair in the back and sit down next to me for a second. So how you doing? How are things going at home? Everything's good, Miss Gilmore. Sorry about the homework. I had it done and I must have left it on my desk after I finished it. I thought I put it in my bag, but it must have slipped my mind. I'll make sure it doesn't happen again. It's okay. I know you're smart. I've seen your test scores. You just need to be more responsible and set a good example for the rest of the class, especially Darcy. She talks about you all the time. I know she looks up to you. Now, about this paper, it's just an agreement that will give you a free A+ on an assignment, but once it's signed twice, I will no longer let it slide, and those assignments become zeros. Oh, wow. Thanks, Miss Gilmore. No need to thank me. This is for all of my students, not just you. And we're not in class anymore. You can just call me Jackie. I feel like you're part of the family anyway, much as Darcy talks about you. I'm glad she's back in town. It feels like she's been gone forever. She told me she was going to your house this morning. Having her back home sure makes me feel young again. I feel bad for Darcy. Her mom doesn't work or anything. She just stays in the basement all day on the computer. What? Darcy says she has some kind of phobia and will rarely ever leave the house, and because of that, they both stay with Darcy's grandma. She'll definitely do that to you. She makes me feel like a kid again. I mean, I'm still young, but you know what I mean. Yeah, she's a trip, all right. She reminds me of myself when I was younger. So, are you two sexually active yet? I hope you're using protection. I'm not sure if she's on the pill or not. I should probably set up a doctor's appointment for her. What? No, we're just friends. We don't have that kind of relationship. She's just like Darcy, just blurting out whatever comes to her mind. Oh, okay. She said the same thing to me, but I thought she was lying because she had the slight smile on her face when she said it. Unless both of you are lying to me. No, I'm not lying. We're really not. Relax, Grim. I'm just screwing with you. It doesn't matter either way. I was doing far more than that when I was younger. What's far more than sex? Oh, that's what Fetish Locator's all about. Actually, it was around college time when things got crazy. I was a late bloomer. But once I got that first taste of pleasure, oh boy, I wanted sex all the time. I even did it in the... Sorry, I'm getting carried away. Maybe I should change the subject and ask her if she knows anything about what Alyssa was saying earlier. She seems knowledgeable about these things. Miss Gilmore, may I ask you a question? Jackie, remember? And yes, of course you can. Yes, Jackie, do you know anything about what Alyssa was saying earlier about some kind of scandal at the power plant? Okay, listen, I don't like to spread false information about things I'm not sure of. What I will tell you, though, as a woman of science with vast experience in the field, I can tell that what's been reported doesn't add up. Now, that doesn't mean there was a scandal or a cover-up. It could just be an inaccurate reporting. But who knows? Maybe the supervisor was banging an intern and neglecting his duties, and the town didn't want to be laughed at, so they covered it up. My point is, you shouldn't worry about such things. We may never know what happened there, and it will not change anything now. Dwelling on the past will only bring you more pain. When I say this, I'm speaking from my own experience. I have lost loved ones in the past and was consumed by it. It almost destroyed my life. Anyway, let's change the subject. How's Tiffany doing? She's pretty good now, just working and stuff. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. It must have been terrible losing your father and her sister at the same time. I'm glad it didn't destroy her. Yeah, it took her years and years, but she seems like the old Tiffany now. She doesn't mope around all day anymore. Hey, Jackie, did you know my dad when he was alive? I knew who he was, but didn't know him personally. People that did would always say how smart he was. In fact, I heard people call him the mad scientist because of his vast knowledge and his eccentric personality. That sounds like Dad, all right. I remember him being so passionate about inventing things and working on projects. I only met him once or twice, but boy was he charming. Very handsome guy, too. Now that I think about it, you look so much like him, Grim. She places her hand down and lightly caresses your leg as she says this. That's funny. Tiffany said the same thing earlier. Well, she's not wrong. You definitely inherited his looks. And you're smart, just like him. But you need to apply yourself and stop spending so much time playing computer games. How do you know I play games on the computer? Did you forget that Darcy lives with me and talks to me every day? She even showed me a couple of those porn games you guys play. Damn it, Darcy. She can never keep her mouth shut. She likes the ones with the female protagonist that you corrupt into a slut. I played one with her one night. It was actually pretty fun, I must say. And some of you guys may be like, huh? Women? Yeah, they really do. Matter of fact, most women that are into these kind of games prefer the corruption games. Oh yeah, it's vastly preferred. So any game that deals with corruption, you can 100% there's going to be women of some kind buying and playing it. It's very, very popular among women that play the adult games. Playing a porn game with Grandma? She never told me about that. But with everything in life, moderation is the key. Knowing when to do your work and when to enjoy your leisure time. Exactly. That's what I say. You gotta work sometimes, and you gotta do your leisure time other times. You know, that's just how life is. You can't just look at porn all day. But the same thing, like, they're saying, oh, well, porn's bad for you. Okay, well, let's assume it is bad. People smoke, people drink. Should you drink all the time? No, it's not good for you. Should you smoke like a train? Nope, that's not good for you either. Should you constantly watch porn all day long? Nope. Wouldn't recommend it. But every once in a while, you know, it's nothing wrong with it. Just make sure to get your priorities straight and do things that would have made your dad proud. Like I mentioned, you might end up just as smart as him. Maybe more handsome, too. She's doing it again. She's staring at me like she's looking into my soul. Coming! That sure was getting weird. I'm unsure if that knock was a good thing or a bad thing. Miss Gilmore goes to the door, but doesn't find anyone there. Stupid fucking kids doing those pranks again. Just wait till I find out who... Pardon my language. I hate being interrupted when I'm trying to have a conversation with someone. Anyway, we got a little carried away with the time, but it was nice talking to you. Jackie, it was nice talking to you as well. If you see Darcy, tell her she has to come home before dark and help me with something, in case she forgets. Okay, I'll let her know if she comes over. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye, Grim. Well, that was an interesting talk. She talked to me like a friend one minute and then a teacher the next. Did I get any new wallpapers? No? Nah, I don't like that one. That's Tifa. We've looked at all the wallpapers already, Grim. Nothing's changed. I like that one. Yeah, let's go with that one. I've talked to her a few times in the past, but mostly only saying things like, hello and how are you? She'd also play video games with Darcy and me sometimes. It was a little weird that she was calling me handsome. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but she's probably just trying to be nice. More importantly, she said that there was something fishy about the power plant. This has me very curious. Principal Collins is such a dick. Maybe I should go find Alyssa and ask her if she knows anything more about it. Couldn't hurt to try. I'm pretty sure she works at the library after school. Wait, maybe that was her All of a sudden, a hand grabs you and drags you into the restroom. Crystal? Hey, cutie. Hey, Crystal. What's going on? Wow, her name... I dated a woman. That was a Crystal with a K. And she also wound up one of the popular... What was it? Before the OnlyFans. It was Chatterbait. She was one of the really popular Chatterbait girls. I didn't know she was gonna get into that. We were in high school. I didn't know, hey, you were going to be a porn star for all your 20s, but that's literally what happened. To be absolutely honest with you guys, dating a pre-porn star wasn't like you think. You know, it was just like dating a normal person. Like, there was nothing special about it. We did watch porn together one time. But that was about it. We also watched, what was it? Tales from the Crypt, Bordello of Blood. I remember we watched that together. So yeah, we watched a lot of movies together and things. It was pretty cool. I took her to Resident Evil. That's how long ago this was. When I said Resident Evil, I mean Resident Evil, the very first movie. Sorry about that. I heard you coming down the hall and I just wanted some time to talk to you in private. Oh, okay, what's up? I hope this isn't too forward and I scare him away, but from what Darcy said, I basically need to spell it out for him. Oh, by the way, she's no longer in that content anymore, from as far as I know. I don't believe she is. Completely different woman now. Well, we've known each other for a while, and we used to all hang out together before Darcy left. But after she went away, we hardly ever talked. Yeah, sorry if I was ever rude to you after Darcy went away. I was in a bad mood for a while and didn't want to talk to anyone else. So I apologize for that. I know how close you guys are. I was also upset she left. I didn't even get to say goodbye to her. Days later, I finally found out she got into another fight and was ordered to go to that boarding school. Yeah, same here. I called her like 20 times and finally got her grandma... Finally her grandma told me what happened. What exactly happened? The only thing she told me was, the bitch got what she deserved. Aha, that sounds like something Darcy would say. The college girl that lives next door to her would always pick on her and call her names. I was with her several times when it happened. Miss Gilmore told me they got into an argument one day and the girl next door spat on her right in the face. After that happened, Darcy managed to kick the girl in the mouth and knocked out two of her teeth. Jesus. Yeah, I know. And after that happened, she got sent to juvie. And the only way they would release her is if she went to that all-girls school and paid the girl's dental bill. Dang. I know she doesn't just go around starting fights, but damn, girl, you need to control yourself. Yeah, I've told her plenty of times that there are several ways to solve a situation besides fighting, but you know how she is. To be honest, I probably would have hit the bitch too if she spat on me. Darcy did get bullied a lot when we were kids, but I don't know how she always ends up in these situations. I don't know. Anyway, what was it that you wanted to tell me? Oh yeah. Crystal steps forward again and puts her hand on your chest. Darcy was saying you didn't know how I felt about you, so I thought I'd tell you. Oh, okay. How do you feel about me? Well, I think you're pretty cool, and I always wanted to get to know you a little better. Darcy always makes me jealous when she talks about you. We surprisingly have a lot in common, and it doesn't seem like she's going to go for it. So why not me? What do you think? Want to hang out sometime, get to know each other better? The way she was acting in class, I'm not really surprised by this, but I never had time to think about it. She's a very forward girl, kind of like Darcy. Maybe that's the reason why they get along so well. What should I do? Agree. Sure, I'd love to hang out sometime. Awesome. We're going to have so much fun. So what did you think about what you saw earlier in class? It was quite the sight. Pink looks good on you. Heh, you think so? My ass is not too fat? Oh, shut up. I think most women would die for an ass like that. Unfortunately, some have with the BBL stuff. Really? You like it that much? Well, I've never really taken much notice of it, but when I saw it today... My God! Giggle. Would you like to see it again? Why would I even use that... bottom... It's the bathroom! Show me your ass. I'd love to. Okay. Oh, okay. Now we get to see the ass in action. Fuck! Can't believe I've been blowing Crystal off. Not only because of the sight before me, but because she's always been a friend of mine. Her face constantly reminded me that Darcy was gone, and it seemed weird to hang out without her. It's beautiful. What did you say? I said it's beautiful. It's bootiful. You can touch it if you want. My day keeps getting better and better. You kneel down in eager anticipation. And slowly You slowly lay your hand on her backside. Yes, it feels like an ass. If you squeeze it, it'll go honk honk. Wow, she has the best ass I've ever seen in my life. Well, I don't know about that, but it is a rather nice ass. I've seen better asses, but that is a nice ass. I've been spoiled by asses. I can't believe she's letting me grab her ass. How does it feel? As good as it looks. You really were hiding something special here, Crystal. I can't believe I never noticed it before. Yes, it's working. Okay, stand up. Crystal presses her body against yours before you have any time to react.
Whoa!
There you go. Oh, cool. You can see him in the mirror. How about this? God damn, Crystal. Where's all this coming from? What? You don't like it? Oh, no. Not at all. This is great. It's just that you never acted like this before. Well, that's because she became a woman, dumbass, and usually that happens around puberty when your hormones are beating against your head saying, fuck, 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 have children. Like, literally, that's the biological response. Well, I've been giving you hints, but you're too stupid to realize the obvious. We're 18 now. Why not explore our sexuality together? I'm not used to any of this. I'm not even sure what to say in this type of situation. I hope I don't say anything cringe and ruin it. Ugh, that sounds great to me. I can tell. I can feel your excitement and it feels huge. There's no denying that. I'm so hard right now. Remember when they asked you, are you hard? Yeah! I wouldn't mind checking it out for myself, but I need to get going. You want to come over tonight and watch a movie or something? Yeah, we're going to come over tonight and watch a movie or something. That's what I did with the original Crystal. And she had a nice ass, too. Matter of fact, it was about the same kind of size. Yeah, I clearly remember that ass. So... yeah, it was about the same ass. If this movie's Resident Evil, I swear I'm fitting to find the developer. I'll be there. Great. I'll text you my address and you can text me and let me know when you're coming over. Sounds good. My number is... I have your number. Of course you do. Hee hee. I'll see you tonight then. Bye, Grim. See you later, Crystal. Crystal walks out, leaving you alone in the girls' bathroom. Shit, I better get out of here before someone else comes in. Crystal, that girl's something else. She sure knows what she wants, and she's not afraid to go for it. This day keeps getting crazier and crazier. I can't wait to go over to her house later. Is she really gonna let me have sex with her? I can't believe I might actually lose my virginity. I hope I don't embarrass myself. I should probably masturbate before I go. I don't want to come right away. That's a good tip, guys. That is a real tip. If you're going to go to a girl's house and you don't want to blow your load right off, go ahead and whack one off and then go. That way you'll last a little longer. It's a good idea, especially when you're young, dumb, and full of cum. I should also take a shower. Yep. Take a shower, brush your teeth, comb your hair, put deodorant on, put on some cologne, you know, trim up a little bit if you need to, and then put on something nice. You know, depending on the girl. If you're going to meet Miss, you know, Goth and, you know, it's whatever, you can do your thing. But I mean, I don't know. It depends. You'd be surprised what women like, even if they do dress like, I was going to say Vampirella, but that wouldn't work. I'm going to say Wednesday, I guess you'd say, is the big popular one now. Everybody likes her. And I can say that because her first freaking role was in an adult... damn near. If you haven't seen XXX, it is literally... There's adult scenes with her, okay? Let's just be honest. Jenna Ortega gets nude in that movie. And then she's Wednesday all of a sudden. it is what it is. Okay, before I was dragged into the bathroom, I was going to look for Alyssa. Oh, by the way, the name of the movie is X. It's not XXX. It's just straight up X. XXX is against a Vin Diesel movie. It's still good, but yeah. I'm pretty sure she works at the library after school. It's actually one of his better movies. I should stop there on the way home and see if she knows anything else. It's worth a try. Okay, so we're gonna stop it right here because you guys want some Eternum, and I too want some Eternum. So, we'll see you next time with more ripples. We got a lot more ripples to go. We haven't even started rippling yet. I haven't seen anything about time, but it'll happen in time, ironically. So, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you in just a few minutes with more of that old Eternum. And of course, Ripples is coming back at you. Stay tuned.